D2H access.
Yes, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Leaving the airfield, there's a big storm coming up over here. I don't know where you are, but it's really black to the northwest.
I'm on 14, about to cross Wade Hampton. Well, excuse me, stuck at the light at Wade Hampton here, and I'm heading home. I'll be home in probably about 5 minutes or so. I'm hoping to beat that storm. Yeah, Jimmy and I got caught in a little bit of that one that rolled through earlier.
Your left shoulder in the rear view. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah, you can't help but see it.
Last guy, I was going from left to right, and when I got all the way to the right, I looked a little bit further, and whoa, I said, okay, it's time to go home. There's lightning strike in that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you better go home and unplug the radios.
I had a lightning strike one time in the 20-plus years I've been doing it, and it got a tuner and a couple of other things, some appliances, that you don't unplug. So I don't plug and unplug.
Well, see, my house is in a little bit of a hole, so I don't have a lightning rod. You know, my antenna's not tall enough to be a lightning rod.
I'm sort of that way. Everything except to the northwest, I'm that way. Northwest is open. Everything else, I'm kind of like in the side of a crater.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Well, are there any warnings out for anything, or is it just going to be heavy rain and thunderstorms?
I've hailed a few times. Not big stuff, you know, little pea-sized stuff. But who knows? It's the summertime.
That's true. But this should be bringing that cooler. Oh, my. I'm crossing 29, and it don't look good.
And when she was leaving to go to work today, she said this tomorrow and the next day it's going to bring in the highs will be 80 degrees. That'll be nice.
Well, I know. I might get something done.
Fun flying without, you know, having to have a white cloth to wipe the sweat from your brow every 30 seconds.
Oh, I hear you. Well, my shirt is soaked right now, and it's half sweat, half rainwater. I think the rain washed out the sweat. I'm just going to hang the shirt back in the closet and see what my wife says.
Like a lot of work, or is it starting to taper off any?
Oh, it's nonstop, Dave. It's nonstop.
You think when the season changes, that's when you would ramp up because everything switches over to a different system. And then after the season's been here for a little bit, you think it kind of smooth out a little bit.
You got to think in the lines of some of the consumers out there. You know, they're watching their pocketbooks, so they don't turn the heat on. You know, when it becomes heating season, they don't turn it on unless they absolutely have to. And depending on what they have, you know, if they have a gas furnace, you know, it runs a little cheaper than a heat pump. You know, heat pump, once them heat chips light up, man, forget it. There goes your wallet.
Okay. Emergency heat kicks in. You're absolutely right. Of course, gas isn't that cheap either. My natural gas, when we stay downstairs in the den a lot during the wintertime, we run the chimneyless fireplace, and it burns gas logs. And it doesn't take many nights to have an appreciable difference in the bill at the end of the month.
Well, I tell you what, this summertime, my gas bill went down because the water comes into the house so warm that my tankless water heater doesn't work quite as hard. I was pretty surprised about that. You can see the water temperature coming in. You hit a button on the gas water heater, and I think it comes in like 83 degrees in my house.
I noticed that. We're upstairs, so it takes me. We got an electric water heater, but we're upstairs, so you got to turn on the water before you need to use it in the wintertime because it's so cold. But now, you can use it as soon as you turn it on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because my water heater is right below, right in the basement below my bathroom. So it is really like, it doesn't take much for the warm water to get up.
I was doing my buddy in Charlotte switched out to on. He says he likes it a whole lot better.
Well, the only thing, from my experience, the gas tankless water heaters are much more economical than an electric tankless. They say it uses more electric.
There's a big lightning strike to the west. I didn't know that they made gas tankless. I guess you'd have to have somebody that has knowledge of how and tools to work with gas fitting to put that in.
Oh, I installed my own, yeah. Mine's natural gas. Oh, heck yeah. It works great.
And it's tankless?
Yes, sir.
Well, how about that? Learn something new every day. All right. Well, I'm backing it in the driveway, and I got to get out. And I'm in the truck, so the antenna can't go under the garage. I got to unload the airplanes. So I have to get out and lower the antenna so I don't snap it off. Anyway, good talking to you. Stay dry. KB2HXS W4DJW.
All right, Dave, good to talk with you today. Go play with your airplanes. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS.